Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. On Friday night, users of a cutting-edge AI model experienced a disruption. The model suddenly became inaccessible around 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This was the result of a new U.S. policy limiting the use of this frontier model by foreign nationals. Access was removed for all customers because it's not possible to reliably determine a user's nationality. This story will likely dominate the headlines this week. It raises the broader question of what government restrictions on AI mean for the markets. AI, and in particular AI-related semiconductors, have been the central engine of the stock market this year. Semiconductor stock gains account for over half of the S&P's year-to-date gains. The reasons governments may want to restrict the use of leading-edge models are the risk they're posing when they get into the hands of adversaries. Any technology can be used for good or evil, from stone tools to nuclear technology. The U.S. government determined that a recently released and very capable frontier model was vulnerable to jailbreaking and could be used for cyber attacks and other malicious purposes. If a restriction like this remains in place, it would have profound implications for the AI ecosystem and the markets. First, it would discourage training of new, more capable models if they cannot be released. Second, foreign nationals working at frontier labs may want to work in countries where they can have access to the latest and most powerful models. And third, it gives an economic advantage to companies in countries that make their models available without restrictions. So what does this all mean for the markets? First, it could provide a boost to model companies outside of U.S. jurisdiction. The AI leaderboard has consistently shown Chinese models to be among the top most strongly performing models globally. Also, the increased token costs have led U.S. companies to increasingly use Chinese models, such as Gwen and Kimi, which are 10 to 100 times cheaper than the U.S. frontier models. Chinese developed language models now account for roughly 61% of token consumption among the top 10 models on OpenRouter, an API routing platform used by thousands of AI startups. In late 2024, by contrast, Chinese models represented less than 1.2% of weekly token consumption on the same platform. US restrictions could make Chinese open source model companies an even more attractive and low-cost alternative. Second, it would mean less demand for compute. Semiconductor stocks could see weakness because the incentive to train cutting-edge models diminishes. The overall compute demand declines on the margins, putting pressure on token prices. Currently, training makes up about 50% of compute. The balance would tip further to inference using less potent models. Third, it might trigger a rotation into software. The latest frontier models have shown super exponential growth in coding capabilities. If model progress slows because of government restrictions, the replacement risk from new AI-created software diminishes and the terminal value of traditional software increases. However, we would see all of these market reactions as short-lived. Should the market and semis sell off as a result of export restrictions, we would see both pullbacks as a buying opportunity. In all likelihood, the restriction will be reversed once the vulnerabilities are fixed. There is much at stake in the global competition for leadership in AI. For a country to hold back progress unilaterally means a loss of relative power. To succeed with regulation, it would have to be agreed to globally. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.